It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for August 29th of 2025. Last week, Latricia Green Brown was shot and killed by her ex-husband inside Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, allegedly. We have to use that word for law purposes. Authorities say the ex-husband went to Brown's office in the basement of the hospital and fatally shot her after an argument. The ex-husband also knew he wasn't allowed to be near Latricia Green Brown's office since a judge granted a personal protection order against him just 1 month ago. Now, this story is heartbreaking to begin with, but what makes it even more sickening to the stomach is how Brown requested a PPO against her ex-husband earlier in the summer, only to have it denied by Wayne County Judge Carla Testani, who decided that the burden of proof had not yet been satisfied. Now, in her PPO request, Brown stated that her ex-husband stalked her and interfered with her at her job. Then, the following month in July, Brown sent another PPO request to the same judge, saying that the ex-husband broke into her car, ripped up her belongings, and also stole some items. Brown said that because of his actions, she suffered from PTSD and that she was dealing with a mental distress since her father was murdered, and she didn't want to experience the same ending. The judge finally okayed the PPO. Yet in Michigan, once a PPO is issued, it's up to the victim to get the authorities to serve the order to the perpetrator, and Brown hadn't gone through that stuff. Now, in other states, authorities do that service at no cost. Maybe that's something our state legislature could change, perhaps? But I bring up this story because it's an example of not only how toxic masculinity ends up killing women, but also how guns are usually the weapons of choice. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, two-thirds of intimate partner violence homicides includes guns, and 77% of the victims are women. In fact, women in the United States are 28 more times likely to get shot and killed by a gun than women in other countries. Now, Michigan Democrats passed some gun safety measures a couple of years ago, including red flag laws in which a judge can issue an order to disarm an individual who's threatening others or themselves. And while good, that's treating a symptom. We have a gun epidemic in this country, but we also have a toxic masculinity problem in this country. Men with guns are more likely than not to always be the culprit. MAGA Republicans, they know this fact. That's why the MAGA cult were so quick to celebrate how the Minnesota Catholic school shooter this week, you know, the incident where two children were killed and 17 others were wounded. The shooter allegedly appears to have been a transgender female. Oh, this gave the MAGA right-wing cult a chance to direct more hate towards the trans community. Because, you know, if one trans person does something against the law, that speaks for the entire community. Funny how they don't use that same logic whenever someone's been found liable for, let's say, sexual assault. I guess that means all white males are predators. Look, we know this was a mentally disturbed person who murdered children with a gun. And Republicans claim mental illness is always the issue. They always want to say, oh, it's mental illness. But does mental illness only happen in the United States? Is it really just a problem here, nowhere else? Huh? And why is it that Republicans are always working then to cut mental health funding, including in schools? Always watch what they do, not just what they say. And it's nice for MAGA influencers and also for Robert Kennedy to point and blame and demonize the transgender community in efforts to hide two glaring reasons why school shootings and mass shootings are an American problem: guns and men. As Abby Vasulis wrote in Mother Jones this week, the Gun Violence Archive, which tracks the shootings in which four or more people are shot and killed, and that does not include the shooter, it estimated last year that fewer than 1% of the shootings it reviewed in the last decade were carried out by trans individuals. Sadly, we don't want to fix the gun problem in America, nor do we want to fix or at least address mental health, which is wrong because our laws are not doing enough to protect us from mentally ill people from obtaining guns. And look, I get it. I get why more women want to purchase and learn how to handle guns in today's world, not with the toxic masculinity that is running amongst many disturbed younger men, which is also being pushed by right-wing ideology, right-wing influencers. I do wonder, though, what will happen the day a law-abiding gun owner shoots a masked ICE agent because that gun owner feared for their lives? Will MAGA Republicans rush to the aid of the law-abiding gun owner, especially if they happen to be black or brown? I think you know the answer. MAGA Republicans never want us focusing on the method that is used to kill kids in school, that is used to kill churchgoers, that is used to kill concertgoers, and that is used to kill abused partners. because then they'd have to admit how they're not only bought and paid for by gun-making lobbyists, but how they fight more for the gun than our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.